In York, Pennsylvania today, jury selection starts in the murder trial of a former two-term mayor. Charles Robertson and two other men are charged in a 33-year-old case in which a black mother of two was gunned down during a period of racial turmoil. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
In the summer of 1969, while many Americans celebrated the moon landing, the blue-collar industrial city of York, Pennsylvania, was enduring another summer of racial violence. In July, a white police officer, Henry Shad, was shot by a metal-jacketed slug as he sat in an armored car. 3 days later, a black woman, Lily Bell Allen, was shot as she stepped out of her car, which had stalled on some railroad tracks in a white neighborhood. Dozens of bullets riddled the car. Kathy Ash, director of the city's Human Rights Commission, says York was deeply polarized.
There were some long-standing issues. The fact that the police chief initiated the use of dogs, and the dogs would attack minorities to a much greater percentage than they did anyone else. There was resentment. There was a lot of steeped in anger, and that it finally came to the point where when you added the dogs on top of everything else, it just boiled over.
Charlie Robertson was at the time a 35-year-old police officer, as well as a coach and mentor to the young men and boys who made up the all-white Newberry Street gang. So when he shouted white pride during a rally at a nearby park a few days before the shooting and allegedly passed out ammunition, prosecutors say he became culpable for what happened next. Prosecutor Tom Kelly was among those who resurrected the case after a series of newspaper articles questioned why no arrests had been made in either murder. Kelly would not consent to a taped interview, but he said coming into York as an outsider gave him a different perspective on the case. However, William Kostopoulos, Robertson's trial attorney, says his client has been wrongly charged.
We are not talking about conduct on becoming an officer. We are not talking about inciting a riot. We're talking about the big one. We're talking about murder in the first degree, which carries a mandatory life sentence, or murder in the second degree, which carries 20 years.
Robertson and nine other white men were charged last spring in connection with Lily Bell Allen's death. A few months later, two black men were charged in Officer Shad's shooting. Robertson was in his second term as mayor when arrested. He retains the support of many in York's business community who wish the matter would remain undisturbed. 52-year-old Linda Davidson owns a civil engineering firm. She concedes there are still scars in the community.
This has just opened the wounds that has undone a lot of really nice, positive things that are happening. And we're really trying to make this a good place to live and quality of life for everybody. And I just think that dredging up things that happened that many years ago is counterproductive to our community.
But some of York's African-American residents see it differently. 63-year-old Vince Barnes is retired from the Harley-Davidson plant outside town. He says things have changed for the better in York, but he still thinks the upcoming trials are important.
I like to see it over and for them, the family, to have, you know, have the closing and get on with their lives.
Six of those charged in the Allen shooting have already pleaded guilty to lesser charges. Attorney Kostopoulos is skeptical of the notion of this trial as promoting healing in a divided city.
I don't see York as a community that has been portrayed as Selma, Alabama in the north that needs to be healed and we've got to stop all the bleeding down there. I just don't see it that way.
The Continental Congress met in York, and here the Articles of Confederation were drafted. The city is proud of its colonial past, but still struggling to come to grips with its more recent history. Brian Naylor, NPR News, York, Pennsylvania.